Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. That is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Hi, friends. This is Sandra. I'm not only your host today, I'm your guest. This time of the year is nostalgic for me. Exactly 13 years ago, in December 2006, I was in Ukraine for the adoption of three of our children. And as we enter this season of Advent, the Lord put some things on my heart. I hope you will join me for the next 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. I'm going to share some Advent insights and tell some adoption stories along the way. And I hope these Advent episodes will encourage you and inspire you to press into Jesus this holiday season and beyond. So Advent means the arrival. And the hustle and bustle of the holiday season can crowd out the real reason for the season. Advent is a time to remember hope, peace, joy, and love as we approach the celebration of the birth of Christ. Are you experiencing the hope, peace, joy, and love Jesus came to bring? Sometimes the busyness of December can crowd out our hope, peace, joy, and love. I know at times it has for me. I have to be intentional about keeping Christ front and center each day. If not, communication can seem to go silent until I roll in on to the Christmas Eve service and finally feel like, oh, I can focus on Jesus. All the shopping and wrapping and baking, decorating, parties and planning can crowd out my hope, peace, joy, and love. I get too busy for it. Yet I do it every year anyway. Why? Because it won't be Christmas without all the trimmings and traditions. One Christmas 13 years ago, I did not wrap a single present. I didn't bake my special cookies. I didn't decorate my house or have a Christmas tree. I didn't do one single traditional Christmas activity on my annual holiday must-do list. Holiday hustle and bustle went silent, but hope, peace, joy, and love came through loud and clear. As the Old Testament came to pass, God's people experienced 400 years of silence before the New Testament dawned with the light of Christ, our source of hope, peace, joy, and love. Well, I can't imagine walking through life without any sign of God. 400 years of waiting in silence. Of course, God may have been silent to his people, but behind the scenes of eternity, he was at work preparing the stage for the entrance of his son. Maybe you're walking through a time of waiting and it seems God is silent. What have you hoped for and prayed for that has not yet happened? It might seem like God isn't even listening. I can assure you, God is listening and he is faithful. I can also assure you, his ways are not like our ways. I mean, 400 years of silence is such a long time, but Jesus is worth the wait. And I understand waiting. In 2004, the Lord began stirring my heart toward international adoption. Then I had to wait a year before my husband heard from the Lord on that matter. And when he finally did, I had to wait and wade my way through a mountain of paperwork. Then I had to wait for Ukraine to approve us for adoption. Thankfully, we got approved in late 2005, but then we were informed that Ukraine would not start processing any new adoptions until January of 2006. Okay, I buckled down and focused on holidays. In my head, I was planning our early 2006 trip to Ukraine. In my head, I was planning our early 2006 trip to Ukraine. And 2006 arrived, but so did news Ukraine closed its adoption program for reorganization. I had to wait longer, from January to May, when all of our documents expired. They were now 1 year old. I had to redo our entire adoption file. Now, initially, we had applied to adopt two children. We had a heart for hard-to-place siblings. But having to redo all that paperwork, I felt compelled to apply for four kids. When I shared the idea with my husband, Wayne, he had that deer in the headlights look instead of a, yeah, let's go for it look. We compromised and adopted three kids. With the paperwork submitted, we waited again. On October 31st, 2006, I finally learned we had an appointment with the State Department for Adoption in Ukraine, the appointment date of November 29, 2006. God is at work in and through the waiting. On the day of our appointment in Ukraine, the Lord led us to three siblings. By the way, there was a fourth whom we did later adopt, but that's another episode. If we had traveled the year before when I had wanted and hoped to, those children, our kids, would not have been available for adoption. We wouldn't have been shown their pictures. So during all that waiting, God was indeed at work behind the scenes, working everything out according to his plan and purpose. Just like from creation to the prophets, Genesis to Malachi, and the 400 years of silence, God was at work in the waiting. Silence does not mean inactivity. It means a time to activate hope. Our high priest, the Savior of the world, is about to arrive. His arrival, his first coming, was announced by angels. It was an angel who visited Mary and told her she was the chosen one, the virgin who would give birth to a son. That sounds impossible, right? Well, Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing is impossible." Now, this scripture resonated with me while I was in Ukraine 13 years ago. We were facing an impossible situation in our adoption process. Surprise, surprise, right? Andre and Anna, our two older children of the three we were adopting, were in a region that was unfriendly toward adoption. The Ukrainian government in the capital city of Kiev oversees all adoptions. Adoptions begin and end in Kiev, but most of the process takes place in the region where the children live, which could be anywhere in the entire country. Our kids were in an area where local village officials were uncooperative. We needed signatures on our legal documents from an official, a man like a mayor, and he was not interested in signing any of our documents for us. And the situation was further complicated by the impending holidays. In Ukraine, traditional Christmas celebrations begin on December 24th, but the Orthodox holiday is celebrated on January 7th. Festivities end on January 19th, the date of Epiphany in the Julian calendar. So it's like 3 weeks of holidays where the government basically shuts down. We only had 3 weeks left to complete the adoption, or a month-long government shutdown would close everything down. We'd either be stuck in Ukraine for an extra whole month, or we'd have to fly home and leave our children behind in Ukraine and return later in January to try to finish up the process. None of those things were really anything that we wanted to do. We wanted our kids and we wanted to get home for Christmas. Without the signature, we could not get a court date for the adoption. The adoption could not move forward. We even agreed to a meeting with this mayor guy on a Friday. After the meeting, he told us to come back on a Tuesday. Tuesday! That was not what we wanted to hear. We spent the entire weekend praying. The situation seemed impossible. I decided to read the Gospel of Luke since it was Christmas time and I felt like I needed to get my mind off of our frustrating situation and maybe hoping the Christmas story would take my mind off of some of it. And that's when I found Luke 1:37. It seemed to leap off the page like I had never seen it before. For with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Not even our seemingly impossible situation. Hope began to well up in me. My God is the God of the impossible. During that December in Ukraine, while I didn't have the traditional trappings of the holiday season, I had the reason for the season. I didn't even have my biological children or my parents with me that Christmas. It was the first time in my entire life up to that point that I didn't have my own kids or my mom with me, but I had Jesus, the source of hope, peace, joy, and love. Jesus renewed my hope, filled me with peace, showed me real joy, and demonstrated true love. God did show me that nothing is impossible for him. While we prayed, which was the only thing we could do, God was at work behind the scenes. Our adoption facilitator, the spitfire of a woman, Irina, she decided she was not about to wait until Tuesday for that mayor's signature. She picked Wayne and I up early Monday morning. We drove to Vasilki, the village where the difficult mayor guy was. She dropped us off at the orphanage to visit with Andre and Anna, and she went to see this mayor. She didn't return until dinner time, but she had the signature. Irina explained the guy was not planning to sign our documents on Tuesday or any day. She went round and round with him like the persistent widow from scripture. Irina informed the man that if he didn't sign, he would have to answer before the chief prosecutor in Kiev. Well, he made a hasty phone call and learned she was right. Part of the legal process would be for him to go before the prosecutor and explain why he would not sign. It would make his life a little more difficult. In disgust, he signed our documents. God used our feisty facilitator to accomplish the impossible. In the weeks that followed, long, difficult weeks filled with more waiting and more impossible challenges, God continued to show himself faithful. What was impossible for us was possible with God. My light of hope shone bright. Just as Isaiah 9:2 says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, a light that has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. I want to encourage you today, as you go through this busy holiday season, press into the light of Christ. He will fill you with hope. Even if you feel as though you're living in a dark place, he will illumine your life with hope, peace, joy, and love. For with God, all things are possible. I pray this message fills you with hope this holiday season. I'm Sandra Flack, and I thank you for taking time out to listen today. And I hope you will join me for next week's podcast episode as we focus on peace for the second week of Advent. I also want to let you know about my book, Orphans No More, is coming soon in mid-2020. It's filled with stories like the one I shared today from my family's adoptions and what I learned about our spiritual adoption as a result. Look for it in May 2020. If you enjoyed today's show, you can find and follow more episodes of Orphans No More on iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. You can also find the podcast right on our website, justicefororphansny.org. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.